for malaria.
Quinine.
And you'd say, on an average sort of day, if somebody asked you how you were feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that
old age? Or I don't know.
You get stiff, you call it. Sometimes it cripples people up pretty badly.
Oh. Arthritis?
Okay. And a disease that children used to get, and they'd choke up, and they'd die from it. They'd get blisters inside their throat, and they'd choke up. Nowadays, everyone would be vaccinated against it.
Is it small? It couldn't be smallpox, aren't it? Oh, no.
What about dip?
Diphtheria? I know what it is. I don't know what the disease is. Everybody gets shots for it, that's all.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here, you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
I don't know of any.
And if a child is misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, I'm gonna
spank you.
You ever say go and spank you or take and spank you?
No.
And if your neighbor had gotten some news and right after she got the news, she came right over and told you. You say she came over here for what reason? She came over
to tell me something.
And if a person ate something that didn't agree with them and came back up, you say he had to
spit up.
Okay. What's another way of saying that?
Throw up.
Which sounds better?
Well, I guess throw up does.
What's a really crude way of saying that?
Puke.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds awful. I've heard it for years.
And if a person threw up, he'd be sick.
In his stomach.
And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was spending a lot of time with her. He's
in love with her?
And they're
in love?
Okay, well, would you say something like courting?
No, not really.
What would you use? What would you say?
Going out, something like that.
What's an old-fashioned way to say that?
Well, I guess courting sounds old-fashioned to me.
What are people saying nowadays? Going out and...
Yeah, I think so.
If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
Kissing.
Any old-fashioned way of saying kissing?
Smooching.
Huh?
Smooching.
How does that sound?
Kind of silly.
And he would be called her...
Girlfriend. Yeah. Hmm? Oh, boyfriend, sorry.
Okay. Any old-fashioned names for girlfriend or boyfriend?
Beau.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
Jilted.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
Refused.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Broke it off.
And if they didn't break it off, you'd say they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Hitched.
Okay. What about jump the broomstick?
Never heard it.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the...
Best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
Maid of honor.
And who else does she have?
Bridesmaids.
And a long time ago, if people would get married, other people would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise. Beat on pans and things. They'd call that a...
I don't know of any term for that.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or
chivalry
or
serenade?
And if a person was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
Died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Passed.